This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green. In Chicago, a one-time police commander goes on trial today. John Burge allegedly oversaw the torture of more than 100 African-American men. The first allegations date back 40 years. Burge has avoided prosecution until now. Even though he's headed to court, he's still not facing torture charges. Chicago Public Radio's Robert Wildebohr has the story.
John Burge may not have taken money or bribes, but in Chicago, he's the poster boy for police corruption. Prosecutors say detectives under his command tortured suspects until they confessed to crimes they may or may not have committed. They worked on the city's south side investigating murders. That's why on November 2nd, 1983, they picked up Daryl Cannon.
They drove me to this site, and this is where the torture took place.
The site is a desolate spot on the city's southeast side, halfway between Chicago's Loop and Gary, Indiana. It's bordered by a huge landfill and waterways and large industrial buildings. Cannon says police didn't think he committed the murder, but that he had information about it. At that time, Daryl Cannon was part of a gang, and he'd already done time for killing a store owner during an argument. But Cannon wouldn't talk to police, so they handcuffed his arms behind him and then hung him from the cuffs so his arms were forced up backwards.
They told me to holler. They told me, you can holler all you want. Ain't nobody going to hear you or see you.
Cannon still wasn't talking, so the officers took a shotgun out of the trunk and forced it into his mouth.
And they would pull the trigger. When you pull the trigger, click, it was hell. Third time they did that, in my mind, it seemed like the back of my head was being blown out.
Cannon says the officers then repeatedly electroshocked him with a cattle prod. Cannon says his insides burned and he confessed to the murder, even though he says he didn't do it.
After being tortured the way that I was, you will agree to anything. You agree that your mother killed somebody.
Daryl Cannon spent more than 20 years in prison, but after a hearing on his tortured confession, prosecutors dismissed his case. Now he's suing the city of Chicago for wrongful conviction. But Cannon is just one of 110 well-documented torture cases. For two decades, judges and juries just didn't believe gang members with criminal records over decorated police officers. But the allegations were so widespread, they eventually led to a police investigation that found systematic torture in the South Side region where John Burge was a commander. Burge was fired in 1993. Inmates whose murder convictions rested solely on confessions that were beaten out of them, they started being exonerated. And on his last day in office in 2003, Governor George Ryan gave a speech that made headlines around the world.
Because the Illinois death penalty system is arbitrary and capricious, and therefore immoral, I no longer shall tinker with the machinery of death.
Ryan cleared the state's death row, commuting the sentences of more than 150 people. It was a major victory for torture victims, but Burge himself still hadn't been prosecuted. Public outcry eventually led Cook County to appoint two special prosecutors to look into the allegations. In 2006, after 4 years and several million dollars, prosecutors found that there was evidence to show beyond a reasonable doubt that torture had occurred, but they said the statute of limitations had expired. Special Prosecutor Robert Boyle had to defend that finding.
It isn't that nothing can be done because of us, because when we got this case, nothing had already been done.
2 years ago, federal prosecutors finally brought charges against John Burge, though not for torture. They say he lied in a civil suit about the torture, and they've charged him with perjury and obstruction of justice. Burge is pleading not guilty. If he's convicted, he'll lose his pension and possibly go to prison himself. That could bring some comfort to alleged victims, though there are still 20 inmates who are awaiting hearings on their confessions. For NPR News, I'm Robert Wildebohr in Chicago.